Welcome back to Live at 5 with Goldie and MVR on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
Keep us happy.
Do you have any idea who this band is?
Dr. Woody Bender?
Do you have any idea who this band is?
I'm asking. I thought it was Dr. Woody Bender.
Do you have any idea what band this is?
Did you know I don't know movie trivia?
Why can't you just say yes or no? Why do you have to...
Because Mark from SoCo is off the phone, and I am
so stuck. The answer is no.
I have no clue.
This is the same band that did Rapper's Delight, the Sugar Hill Gang.
Oh, some sauce. I still have no clue who that is.
You don't know? Yes, you do.
I don't. I am not. I don't have any time during the day. I do things.
The song came out. Nah, forget it. You are just hopeless, you bitter bastard.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, you are. You're bitter today.
I am bitter today. There's a lot of things to be bitter about. I got to walk my dog outside every morning at 2:30. I wake up at 2. I got to go feed him. I go pee. I do what I got to do. Maybe go big potty, whatever it is. And then I got to take my dog out the back door, and I had to be careful. I had to take almost my shotgun with me because I have coyotes running all over the daggone backyard because a train comes through every morning about 2:30, and then they hear these coyotes. I wonder if
what do you mean a train comes through? You mean a train of coyotes or an actual train?
No, you can never train down by the Merrimack River. And I don't live in a double wide.
Down in the boondocks.
I wonder if I could play this.
Down in the boondocks.
Do you think they could hear this? I played it for
you. Go ahead.
Do you think they could hear this?
Go ahead.
Yeah. You know what?
I know. Who cares?
Do we care?
No.
I know we
don't. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
We just don't care. Let me see if I can go back here and find this thing. Because
it's good prep.
Here it is right here.
Good prep.
Let's go. I don't. Really? What prep do you have run there? Here you come in. You sit here in your jeans and flip-flops. You sit back. You're relaxed. And you expect me to bring topics to talk about. I said, what do you want to talk about? I don't know.
Pardon me.
That was part of the job description.
That was part of the deal. It's the art of the deal.
Listen.
He's such an idiot. That's every morning?
Every morning.
Right. And do you ever see them, or is it too dark?
No, it's too dark. But I do go looking in the backyard looking for the den because allegedly I'm not like this wildlife expert by any means whatsoever. But I've got a lot of woods in the backyard. I got a creeks, and you know it's nice. It's real nice. And
you have a lot of shrubs in the backyard?
I don't have any shrubs. The shrubs are right out here. I think that's corn. I've classified these shrubs out here as corn.
Okay, but, go ahead.
My house, if you're interested in a house in Oakville, it's probably going to be for sale before too long. So it's kind of nice. It's got a great view. It's a 1.5-story atrium. It's got coyotes in the backyard. You got to walk your dog on a leash. Carry your shotgun just to make sure your dog doesn't get shot.
And difficult neighbors.
Or you're eaten.
Don't forget the difficult neighbors.
There's six houses up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but they're great. I've got, you know, literally my neighbors across the street next door to me are wonderful people.
Yeah.
It's just there's some other couple challenged individuals because there's all these people have problems. I mean, it's the stupidest thing.
You know why they're nice to you across the street?
Because I've got a shotgun?
No, because they understand, Mark.
Well, they do.
They understand.
You know what I need to do? I need to do a whole deal on my Facebook Messenger, but that's probably too personal. So,
what do you mean a whole deal on your Facebook?
Well, it's just the challenges that we have since I'm one of the trustees of the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And all the crazy crap I get.
How many trustees are there?
There's only three of us, and there's 156 homes.
Oh,
yeah.
So seriously, like, are there meetings?
Yeah.
And what percentage?
Four times a year. The second.
And what percentage of the residents of show?
No. Well, as a committee, we meet.
I know, but don't you meet with the residents
once a year?
Right. And do they all show?
You know, we had a
problem. I definitely would not show.
You know, I think last meeting we had was back in March, last time.
Whenever.
I'm trying to think because I know my wife left me at that time again, but then she came back. So I think it was like late March. It was right by the Easter egg. It was right by Easter. It was like March 20th.
Right by the Easter egg.
Yeah, by the Easter egg.
Go ahead. Just go.
Well, you asked me questions.
I know, but just keep rolling. You just keep going.
I'm not rolling.
Bitter boy. Just keep going.
So Yeah, there's about 100. There's about 100 homeowners that showed up, and they.
And is there a meal? Is it like a cookout?
What do you think this is? A Catholic?
So where
a Baptist
do you meet in the front yard? You go
no,
to
we meet at Rogers Elementary down there.
So, okay, so you meet at the school.
We meet the school. We have an agenda.
Do you have to pay the school for the use of the gym?
No, because it's public school.
I understand that, but it's for the kids. It's not to have.
I can go play on any basketball court, any playground, anywhere in a public school for free because my tax dollars go to that school, so
right.
I can do that.
So that why you spend so much time in the boys' locker room?
No, it's a transgender locker room. I told you that numerous times, but I still am quantifying how.
Quantifying?
I'm trying to read text now, so stop interrupting me, Mark. Where do you live? We can sit on your couch together. Well, I'm not going to tell you where I live, but my garage code is 0892. The Coyotes were a better play than Mark from South County.
Well, that's a fact.
Thank you, Humphrey. That is true.
Yeah, but Humphrey, you know, I know we say this almost every show because every
come
show,
on in.
Everybody complains, but about Mark from SoCo, and that's fine. But the only thing that he does to qualify to come onto this show. Is he calls. That's it.
You know what? I want him to come in studio on Friday.
Who?
Mark.
Why?
Why not?
Then can I have that day off?
You can.
All right, done.
I'll pay you right now.
Done.
And I want, you know who else? I want Andrew from North County.
From Florissant.
No, we went from Florissant to North County. That'd be four of us sitting in here.
Three. Right,
hold on. One.
Three.
No, you're going to be here. Hold on. Let me look around. We have one, two, three, four. We have five microphones. We need one other person. Huge ass. That'd be a great, maybe.
He's not 100% committed.
He's actually out of town this week. I was just notified that.
There you go.
He's committed. He's commuted. Commuted.
He has a more subtle presence.
He also has brought us seafood.
Yes.
And it was delicious. I put it on crackers. I put it on a saltine. And then I used a Ritz, and I used a little wafer. I used different crackers. I had a little garlic herb, a little Parmesan. It was good. Seafood was good.
Whatever works for you, buddy.
I know, pal. But his buddy had texted because I told him his jersey was up front.
Right.
He says, do you need his address? I go, no. I was like, hey, I guess Hugh's got a buddy that works that listens to him.
Why don't you just get the address?
I already have it. I have it.
And just mail it to him.
Remember you and I were going to deliver it to him about 10 minutes ago?
I'm out on that.
Now you're out.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. I thought I had ADD.
Yeah. Well, I'm out.
Hey, you know what freaked me out yesterday?
Yeah, the mirror.
No, because it was like one of those midget mirrors. I looked a lot different.
It's
like
one of those.
Speaking of midget, you know the smallest guy that ever played for the St. Louis Cardinals?
Yeah, Eddie Goodell.
Okay, good for you. Do you know what his batting? You know what he did?
He walked.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well,
you know how tall he was?
He's 3 foot seven or eight, something like that.
I love it. That's awesome. So,
1951.
Where were we going?
I don't know. But I think more impressive than that guy standing up there with a bat and walking was a few years earlier during World War II. They had a center fielder here playing for the St. Louis Browns. Everybody
uno, uno, uno.
Excuse me?
He had one arm.
He had one arm.
That's called uno, one.
He bat with one arm.
Did he bat or did he bat in? He only had one at-bat?
No. He was there for... You know, a good part of the season, and I think he got up a couple hundred times, and you know, didn't have an impressive batting average, but still
100.
No, he hit over 200. I'm pretty sure. That's amazing.
So you've got a new place that you live in now, out in the nice St. Charles Westplex, right?
What'd you call it?
I call it the Westplex. That's West County. That whole area, I call it the Westplex, but it's more St. Charles County.
Yeah, I'm right near the family arena and the bridge.
So do you ever hear... Oh, there goes my microphone. Hold on, I can't hear you.
I hear you. Just keep talking.
Okay, well, I'm going to go with this, but that's okay. Do you ever hear a uniquely sound
band
that comes down your subdivision that like goes ding, 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 ding.
What,
ding,
the
ding,
ice cream ding, truck?
That's exactly right.
No, I haven't seen one.
But you know what I'm talking about.
Well, yeah. I mean, who doesn't know about Good Humor and Mr. Softy?
Would you ever buy a freaking ice cream from the ice cream truck guy?
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah, because it's all wrapped from the factory.
It's a pedophile driving a truck trying to find kids.
I've never looked at it like that.
Oh, my God. Gosh,
What even brought that up?
It just freaked me out because yesterday I'm backing out of my garage, yes. I'm hashtag blessed enough to have a garage in my house.
Wait, stop for 1 second. I apologize. We'll go right back to your story. But I want you to look at Mike behind the glass. He is looking at you like you are the most bizarre guy he's ever. He's like sitting here going, how is this guy on a radio show? That's how he's looking at you right now. So continue with your story.
He is attractive.
He's a nice looking man. But go ahead.
Most people look at me and wonder how I even get through the day. So even to wake up at 2 o'clock to be here on time to do this.
And you were telling a story about the ice cream.
I love ice cream truck ice cream.
There you go.
That's what he's saying. Do you do really? Seriously? You really do?
Yeah, wait. Chocolate eclair, a toasted almond.
A strawberry
cheesecake, push-up bar.
The orange push-up sherbet bar.
Right.
Those guys freak me out. When my kids hear that thing, I'm like, get inside. Run. No, no. Dad, ice cream. Ice cream. Yeah. We got to go get ice cream. Like, get away. Get away. Get away. And then you see the guys like, hello, kids, what do you want? And they look at the side of the truck. It's like, I wonder if that's the origination of the food truck, is the ice cream truck.
Maybe.
Maybe, yeah. Like, we'll have one of those, Rainbow Pops.
Here's the part I never understood. Okay, did you have good humor?
As in?
No, just stay with me here.
I don't know what you mean.
Have you ever heard of good humor ice cream?
No. I thought you said
Mike, have you ever heard of good humor? Yeah.
Yeah. I don't. I thought you were asking me if you have good humor.
Know,
the texters
really?
Say no. You have no humor.
Really?
I don't know. What
I mean, really?
Yeah, dude.
Could
I don't
be a
know.
Little more clever than that, please.
Oh, for the love of, is it 9 or whatever time we get off the air? But no,
we can go now. We can leave now.
Best of, best of. We got to create that.
There's no best.
There's no show.
Put Mr. Skin back on.
Yeah, that it was awful though.
Mr. Skin was.
We didn't have a lot of great. Anyway, getting back to Mr. What'd you call it? Mr. Color?
The good humor truck.
Oh, the humor truck. I don't know what that humor truck is. Is somebody coming around?
Then it's irrelevant.
Well, I want to hear about it, though.
Well, he wasn't inside the truck. He would come out in his little uniform.
Jesus.
And there was a little side door in the side of the truck, and he would reach in and just... no matter what you asked for, he would just reach in, couldn't see it. Only his arm would fit in there, and he would pull out the one you asked for. Like it was the big mystery to all the kids in the neighborhood. How does he know where everything is when he can't look at it?
Is he blind?
Oh, my God. Yes, yes, MVR, he's blind.
Well,
yes, he's driving the ching-ching, ching-ching. He's driving the truck, and he's blind, yes.
Well, that's the same way that Pornhub is doing for blind members now. They have somebody... So we are now taking
okay, off. Okay, okay.
No, so there, I mean...
it's you're evolving.
I also get a kick out of getting back to the blind comic, because that's where we go off of, is when you go to the ATM and there's Braille.
Mm.
How did you get there? Are you in the back seat?
What if somebody walked them?
I guess you could walk
them.
They
got canes. They got all kinds of things to help.
But so, that's good. Mr. Humor, no, I know. That is something that's not from St. Louis. And if anybody is listening and knows...
The good
anything.
Humor man. It's the good humor man.
I don't.
Mike, where are you from?
Are you from here? He's not allowed to talk.
Yeah, but type it on there. Where are you local?
He's Herculaneum, Missouri.
Okay. And, did they have the good humor man when you were growing up?
He has no clue, but he's heard of it. Oh. I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
It just freaked him out, though.
It was a big deal growing up for me in the Northeast, man. I didn't like Mr. Softy. Did you have Mr. Softy? Don't make a penis reference. Just answer the question directly. Did you have Mr. Softy here?
No.
Never heard of that either?
I have not heard Mr. Softy.
They would do the soft serve. The guy would be in the truck, and he would spin you the soft serve.
Well, that's a soft serve like a Ponderosa or one of the Golden Corrals or one of the all-you-can-eat fat buffets. That I can go a whole segment on that place.
On which place?
Any one of the all-you-can-eats.
Well, go ahead.
I mean, what do we care? How long we got here? Yeah, I mean, obviously I've been there. Obviously you've been there.
I've been to the Golden Corral only one time, and that was on a drive. That was on a drive to, you know, a 1,500-mile ride. And I'm like, well, and they were advertising like crazy. I'm like, well, let me go check it out. Ugh.
So I'm telling you something.
I think
I may have just realized something.
What?
I may know why my wife left me.
Why?
On Mother's Day.
I know, but why?
On Mother's Day, took her, my mom, and the kids to Golden Corral.
No, come on, man.
We wanted to go to brunch somewhere. We didn't want to go to Bob Evans. We didn't want to go to IHOP. We didn't want to go to First Watch. We just wanted something different.
You know what? Bob Evans isn't bad.
I'm not a big fan of that.
It's not bad.
I don't know.
It's better than IHOP.
I agree with that because it takes forever. But I'm not a breakfast eater. I like a little buffet of a salad.
So how was your Golden Corral experience?
It's awesome sauce. When you walk in there and you got to get behind the person who's in the wheelchair with the oxygen tank.
Yeah, like you're going to the Ameristar.
Oh, my gosh. And then it's amazing to me that all the food these people can eat, and it's the best. I mean, I would actually pay more money just not to eat, just to go sit there like it's a movie, just to watch what happens. Mm-hmm. And just watch how much food these people can place down their throats. Mm-hmm. It's amazing to me.
What I love about these buffets is...
it's a buffet.
The guy will fill up his plate, and the juice from the baked ziti is dripping onto the same plate, onto the cheesecake. It's like it's just this big pile of food. It all has moisture, and it leaks and drips, and it just... becomes one glob on your plate.
And hey, Dan, thanks for allowing me to see Mr. Salty. That image will absolutely never go away from my mind.
I can't not see it now.
Hold on. There you go.
Mr. Salty.
Oh, it's Cliff and Norm.
Yeah.
From Cheers.
Right.
Norm doesn't look so bad.
Yeah. A little Salty.
No, I can't hear you. No. Plug your thing in.
I don't know.
Plug it in. Plug it. Oh, I hate you.
It's not the mic.
I hate you.
This is not.
Now we'll go back to this one. No, this one's on. See, you, as much as you say you hate me, look.
I do. I hate you. I don't want to look. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care.
Oh, good. I'm glad for you.
Okay.
I'm very happy that you don't care. So, Mark from SoCo. Goldie got mad at Mr. Softy one night in his mouth.
Come on now.
SoCo, Golden Corral is not good, but it's great people watching. You get Riff Raff from Jeffco, Illinois, South City, and St. Louis. I agree with that 100%, man. It is one of the places that, unfortunately, he knows it as well as I know that, because we both, unfortunately, have been there.
I guess if you want to get your snob on, Golden Corral is the place to go.
Well, they closed the Ponderosa across the street because that was a Hobby Lobby right there. It's all good, though. But, yeah, but you just the fascination is whenever – and I talked about this numerous times before. Whenever you make mass quantities of food, it is never good. It's never good. Mm-hmm. It's just there for your taking. And you watch people come and pile on their plate. And then the thing that irritates the hell out of me is they take their plate back up to the buffet bar.
Yeah, as opposed to just getting a fresh plate.
And a new plate. There's right. 20 of them right there.
Right.
And now do you tip these people?
Yeah.
You tip the people for taking your plate?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, do you tip them on the...
On the price.
Let's just go. Let's play scenario. I like scenarios. Me, you, my future ex-wife.
Whatever. Go ahead.
And you're a six-footer. There's four of us there. And it costs us, $40.
Yeah.
So you're going to tip them $8?
I'll probably just give them 50.
No. You pay 40 at the register.
Right. So I'll probably leave $10.
Really?
Yeah.
God love you.
Well, you know, they're chasing drinks. You know, I'll have four Diet Cokes in one meal. They're when you go up and get a new plate, they take away your old crap. No, is it the typical service you get in a traditional restaurant? No, but you know what? These poor humps, I feel bad.
I did too, but I don't go up there 13 times. I go up maybe twice. I go up. My first one's always a salad. At morning, night, whenever. I love a good Caesar salad. But then I'll go back and find something a little healthier. And I'm done. I am done. There's no dessert. Okay,
But what's the relevance of that as far as tipping?
First off, I don't tip on sales tax. Then number two.
Do you really calculate all that out?
I do. Why? I do. I deduct the sales tax. Why would I pay them on sales tax?
The bill's $40 in total. All right.
It's 37.48 plus your sales tax. You take the 37, you move the decimal point over, and you double it. So now it's 740. That's what you tip.
So that's 20%. So you're tipping 20%.
But that's what it is. But I'm not going to tip on sales tax.
That's what doubling it does,
that's
what you just said. So that's
doubling
20%.
It? Yeah. So I'm
not including the sales tax.
I'm always a double tipper. Okay. Always. I worked at Applebee's. I was an Apple buddy.
So let me just ask you this. You were in the industry. You did it for a living. You made your money on tips, okay, to help get you to whatever
college,
whatever you were doing at that time in your life. Okay. So if I leave, if let's say I'll do the 20%. So if I leave $8 on a $40 tab, including the tax, and you leave $7.50, then you still got to pay the tax on the $37 bill. The difference is what, a dollar? So you actually, to me, it's not even worth the time to do all that calculation.
Well, if you're in the industry, what happens is when you go cash out, you put in how much your total receipts are, how much your tips are, and you always deduct the. You did the right thing to make it equitable for both positions.
Here. Yeah.
But no, but yeah, it is. The extra $1.50, if you do that and you eat out every day, twice a day, like unfortunately I do with clients or what have you, it adds up.
Yeah.
Well, you know, here's the other thing. You know what really pisses me off is when you go to anywhere, almost anywhere, and you get a Diet Coke, $2.95, $2.50. Imagine if. Let's just call it $3 for easy math for my brain. And you wait out five times a week. That's $15.
I get it. So let me give you the flip side to that.
All right, go ahead.
So Saturday night, we went to the Ameristar.
Yeah, we did. It worked out well.
Forget what happened in the casino. Luckily,
what'd you say about me?
Nothing. It only lasted 20 minutes in the casino. But we went into the King Cat Club, which is the bar for Bugatti's, the Italian steakhouse there.
Awesome place. Awesome place.
Okay, but let me ask you a question. So I always overtip when I go in there.
You should.
Okay. How do they treat me when I'm in there?
Well, that's what I was getting ready to say. You should, and they treat you like you're a king.
Right.
So because you come in, and they, no matter
they
how.
They fawn all over me.
Well, I'm not going to go there.
No, they fawn all over me.
No, I'm not.
What do you mean, no, you're not going to go there?
Because you're being arrogant.
I'm just saying their attention to my detail. Which I don't need all that, but they
apparently
can't.
No,
I don't. But the point is that when I go. Oh, shut up. Let's go to a break.
No.
I'm done. I need to have a cigarette because you're starting to wear me out.
No, hold on. Before you go to the break, they do tip all. They do love you. They do love you. They do. Because you lived there for a while. And
no, they love me because I go in there, I interact with them, and if the bill's $100, you know, if I'm there with a few people, if the bill's $100, I will leave $1.25. I'll leave $1.30. I don't care. Because I know the next time I go in there, I'm going to get treated wonderfully.
Well, it's all about where you go and who you tip. Golden Corral is different than Bugatti's. It's different.
Well,
if I go to Joe Bacardi's or the Oak Bowl Sports Pub, it's a different deal. I'm going to tip them more because they know me because I'm a regular. So if I'm going a one and done place, I'll do a 20%. But if I go to someplace regularly, I'll do a 25-30% in a heartbeat. Because I understand that's how they make their living.
All right, I'm going to go have a cigarette now.
I hope you don't make it across the street.
I'm not going across the street, okay?
Give me a Snickers.
You get nothing. You suck.